This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Many communities in rural Alaska rely on diesel generators to keep the lights on. Gweethluk, a YK Delta village with about 800 residents, should be burning much less diesel next year. The village is installing 4 wind turbines. KYUK's Greg Kim reports on the different ways renewable energy will benefit the community.
Gweethluk's wind turbines will power half of the community's electricity needs. By turning to wind energy, Gweethluk will burn 50% less diesel and reduce residents' electricity bills by up to half.
We're getting everything ready for the next generation.
That's George Guy, general manager of Gweethluk Incorporated. That's the village's corporation, which manages the community's electrical utility.
And by the time we're gone, they'll have a well-established infrastructure to keep the lights on in the 21st century.
Gweethluk had planned to install the wind turbines a year ago, but Guy said workers for the project were unable to enter the community due to COVID-19 lockdowns.
Everything was shut down and it had a very big impact on our village.
Even though there are still active COVID cases in the community, the project is back underway. Gweethluk Incorporated is partnering with NuVista Light and Energy Cooperative to build and operate its wind turbines. NuVista is a nonprofit organization that helps Western Alaska communities move to renewable energy sources. NuVista Executive Director Natalie Hansen grew up in Bethel, and she was in Gweethluk last month to oversee the start of construction. She described what the project looks like right now.
You see big wind turbine blades, and they're just kind of a top of some shipping connexes. Parts and pieces of the foundation are there.
Once upright, Gweethluk's 4 wind turbines will stand over 150 feet tall, where there's plenty of wind to turn the giant blades. Hansen expects them to start providing power to the community early next year. Hansen estimates that the wind turbines will replace 50,000 gallons of diesel fuel burned by Gweethluk's generators each year.
That's roughly half of Gweethluk's load. They're not going to be 100% renewable, but it will cover half of their load.
The impact on the environment will be equivalent to taking 122 cars off the road. Residents will be saving a lot of money, too. Households in Gweethluk pay on average around $250 per month for electricity. Gweethluk utility manager George Guy said many families struggle to pay that bill. He said by burning less diesel, Gweethluk's wind turbines could save residents between 30 and 50% on their electricity bill. Despite these benefits to wind turbines, it's difficult for communities to build them. NuVista's Hansen said the reason why Western Alaska, an area known to be windy, doesn't have more wind turbines is because of challenges in obtaining funding.
It makes it nearly impossible.
The project cost $6.5 million. Hansen said it took NuVista years to cobble together grants from 3 separate agencies. Gweethluk's wind turbines are scheduled to begin turning early next year. Later, Hansen also says NuVista plans to add solar panels in Gweethluk, which he says makes sense even with Western Alaska's cloudy weather.
Solar is absolutely viable. The price of solar has come down so substantially, too, in the last 5 years or so.
Hansen said solar panels are much cheaper to add than wind turbines, and they're another way to make communities more sustainable and resilient. If any community wants assistance with a renewable energy project, she said they can reach out to NuVista. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Turning to COVID news, COVID-19 cases in the YK Delta have decreased slightly in the past week. That's after a 10-month high of announced cases in the week prior. The decline follows a slight drop in cases statewide. KYUK's Alyssa Lachlan has the details.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation reported 316 new COVID-19 cases in the region over the past week. YKHC also reported 11 new hospitalizations in region, 1 medevac, and 2 deaths due to the virus during this one-week period. This is 75 fewer cases, or a 19% decrease in cases in the region compared to the previous week. Across the YK Delta, 79% of the eligible population is fully vaccinated against the virus, according to state data. Statewide, there were 5,099 new COVID-19 cases announced in the past week. and during that time, the YK Delta made up 6.2% of the state's new cases. In alphabetical order by community, over the past week, YKHC announced 11 cases in Akyachak, 1 in Akyak, 6 in Alaknuk, 15 in Aniak, 18 in Atmakluk, 18 in Bethel, 1 out-of-region resident tested in Bethel, 4 in Chivak, 11 in Chwathbalak, 8 in Imanek, 1 in Hooper Bay, 37 in Kasigluk, 17 in Kangiganak, 11 in Kwithluk, 15 in Kwigilingok, 23 in Marshall, 1 in Mountain Village, 12 in Napakiak, 3 in Nabuskiak, 2 in Newtok, 5 in Unapachuk, 7 in Pilot Station, 20 in Quinnahawk, 30 in Russian Mission, 5 in Skamen Bay, and 34 in unnamed YK Delta villages. In Bethel, I'm Alyssa Lachlan.
In economic news, Calista Corporation shareholders who've experienced economic harm during the pandemic can apply for financial relief. The money comes from the $12.2 million in CARES Act tribal relief funds that the Native Corporation received. Until November 15th, eligible shareholders can apply for $325 in relief funds. To be eligible, shareholders must attest to having been financially harmed by the pandemic between March 2020 and December of this year. Guardians can file on behalf of minors and dependents. Calista shareholders can apply for the funds online. The application deadline is November 15th. Lastly, what did you think of this summer's fishing season? How did it go? What would you like to see changed? Call in and let us know this Thursday. The Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission is holding a listening session on KYUK. Join the conversation by calling in this Thursday, October 21st, from 1 to 2 p.m. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Kuyana for listening. Please email us your news tips, questions, and feedback at news@kyuk.org or message KYUK on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.